an issue, though not directly within the halachas of the Hilchos Kehillah, something which comes up quite frequently, and that is that today, Baruch Hashem, we are zeichet to witness by many people a longevity not seen in earlier generations, and many mishpachas are zeichet to see parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and to interact with them, and you know, with arichas yomim, which is a beautiful thing. But as people age, very often there are things that are required as people, you know, to people, their elderly people, which require certain people live, certain care that is often administered at home or it's in a hospital setting. And many times in doing so, there are shailos that come up, and namely that is one of the primary shailos which comes up, is that can a child do procedures for his father? And that is, simple procedure sometimes requires an injection, sometimes requires some other medical procedure, which is a minimal thing, doesn't require major skill, and can be done easily at home. However, there is a risk of doing some sort of creating a wound for the parent, some sort of chavala, as a specific issue in the Torah of hakah, of doing damage, derech hakah, making a chavala in a parent. So how does one go about this? So, first of all, the Mechayer Paskin, even if the child did not intend to inflict damage upon the parent, the child is doing something which is helpful for the parents, beneficial. He's going ahead, he's removing a thorn or something else, or bloodletting for a parent where it's beneficial for the parent. It's usur for the child to do so. However, says the Ramah, and it seems to be, according to many places, given agreement with the Mechaber, if there's nobody else around, he would be able to do it. So what does this mean? It means is, generally speaking, the process itself, which could be done for a parent, that itself may not carry much of a risk. However, very often when one does one sort of process, it can lead to, inadvertently, to some sort of excess bleeding or excess damage which can cause a chabura. Now, again, the issur of chabura for a parent is very severe. It's midaraisa, would carry with it a chi of misa b'chenek if one did it deliberately and caused a chabura. Doing so b'shagig, obviously one has the best intentions, but still shagig of a chi of deraisa. That being the case, it should be avoided unless there's nobody else around who can do this procedure. Now, first of all, if there's a family member around who is not a son, so it's important to point out that what are we talking about here? What is the Isser? There's one halacha called Kibud Avim. That halacha is one has to act in a manner always becovedic to a father, which becovedic and with Meira. However, that wouldn't apply here really, because we know that the greatest covet one can do for a parent often is to do a standby at the ready to help them with whatever they can do. So going ahead and giving an injection to a parent, and not only is that a violation of covet, but on the contrary, it's very much a key of being available and ready to help the father. So covet is not really a factor in this whole discussion. Well, it typically is a factor, it's the Isser of Hakah. Now, the Isser of Hakah is said, in the place it seems clear, it's said only to the child itself. So a grandchild, this would not be, there is no such Isser. That being the case, if there's a choice of a child administering an injection, a child administering some sort of help, which may lead to a bruise, or a grandchild doing such a thing, so again, even though a grandchild is mechayiv on some level in Kibud Avim, he is mechayiv the covet of his grandfather, the cover wouldn't be a factor because, again, one's acting in a derech of cover. The factor of hakah would not apply to a grandchild. That is limited to a child alone. So ideally, if there's a grandchild around, one should opt for the grandchild to go ahead and help out. And again, this goes for injections, sometimes it'll come up putting in an IV line or something where, again, there's no deliberate intent to cause bleeding, but it can cause bleeding, so on and so forth. In all these cases, the grandchild is preferred. Somebody else would be preferred as well. If nobody else is around, then the child can certainly go ahead and do what he can, do what has to be done, and is a mitzvah to go ahead and do so. And again, he should do what he can to try to avoid inflicting any unnecessary damage.